Willesden. Sounds like a wonderful place. Are you a solo? You one of these guys who left a hardcore ukulele band and went off on your own?
Yeah, just Subways and...
Subways? What kind of... You playing the Subway? Jesus Christ. On a ukulele. You have to sit there in the Subway. Someday, I might play the Isle of Wight, but today, I'm on a fucking Subway underneath a park. All right. Anyway, to get back to my point, there you are at the World Ukulele office with a shitload of paperwork and four-string chords and inversions, and your boss is breathing down your neck. This isn't going to work at all, is it? Fuck you. Give me a corporate cubicle. You, fella. Do you play the ukulele as well?
No, I don't.
What do you do?
I work for a local authority.
Local authority. Ooh. Yeah, I know. This guy's looking a whole lot better. This guy kind of knows what he does. You have no idea what you even do, do you? Paperwork, paperwork, paperwork. And tomorrow he'll be breathing down your neck, which gets me back to my original track of thought. Probably got one of those pictures on the wall that's skydivers holding hands, and underneath it says, teamwork. And you think, fuck you, teamwork. You're a fat fucking boss, and I'm a council worker. It's all I can do to drag you into the coffee office and stick your head in the microwave and fry it, you prick. Fuck you. I hate my job. I hate my life. I never saw it coming to this. I'm going to go home and climb into a big corrugated vat of Rohypnol and dive under like Jim Morrison. Or I could go see a comedy show. And that is the importance of comedy there, my friend. Those Brits, you put up with shit. You put up with shit, and that's why I come here. People ask me all the time, Rich, why are you always going over there to Britain to tell your jokes? What's wrong with Americans? They have a sense of humor. Yes, they do, but Brits are far more well-read. They have opinions. They're not afraid to talk to you about them. Americans have bumper stickers. See that difference? Opinion, bumper sticker. You can't argue with someone once they've committed to a bumper sticker. You know what I think about things, buddy? Why don't you just go out and look at the back of my car? That'll sum up everything you need to know about me. It's all in the back of my car. Read it! Oh, for fuck's sake. You're just walking around the car park going, I don't even know what his car looks like. Every car has a bumper sticker. Oh, maybe it's this one. Jesus is my airbag. Is that you? Jesus is... That's right, Jesus is my airbag, buddy. You got any more questions? Yeah, what about Moses? Is he your meat thermometer? I'm done talking to you. I try to explain. I can talk about anything going on in America. Obviously, you're aware of it. You know what's going on. Doesn't work the other way around. The questions I get asked about Britain. So, you're always telling jokes in Britain there. They got that dry sense of humor, don't they? They're like dry, a very dry sense of humor. It's kind of like that. They like that Monty Python, Benny Hill type humor, don't they? Yes, yes. Two forms of comedy, often interchangeable. Sketches and a policeman in a bucket chasing a naked woman. Yeah, who wouldn't get those confused? Yeah, that's what they love. Benny Hill, Monty Python, dry humor. It fucking rains all the time. They're an extremely moist audience, I think you'll find. And they happen to have a sense of humor. Possibly the best sense of humor in the world. Those are fighting words, Rich. See, you know it. There are some Irish in who think, oh, no. We have the best sense of humor, potato. Fair enough. The Irish have a fantastic sense of humor. Until somebody gets hurt, then it's not remotely funny to the Irish anymore. Whereas the Brits, if someone gets hurt in a joke, it's hilarious, isn't it? You love watching people in pain. You ever watch a guy in his garden step on a rake? That's great. Is it? Fuck, that hurt. Shit. No, it didn't, but that proves my point. You thought it did, you laughed, you sick bastards. I was doing a four-city tour of Ireland, if such a thing exists. Consider a clapped-out fairy castle and a building site, a city. I was on my way to Limerick. Yeah, there you go. Wow, did I touch a nerve. Are you from Limerick?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you're going to love this. Strap yourself in. It's not going to be pretty. It was fine. It was fine. I'm on my way to Limerick. I'm reading the Irish Times. Here's the headline. Cork man drowns.